Little Umar, coming up this Saturday. Looking forward to it. Little Umar is what Josh Thompson used to call Umar Nurmagomedov. The reason is because when they came and started fighting, well, training in the U.S., I believe they went to another gym first, if I remember right. But then they came to AKA. Khabib, Umar, Usman. I don't remember who was there in the beginning, but I'm assuming it was Umar, Usman, Islam, and a couple others. Khabib's father, and a couple others. I think the other Islam, what is his name? Mamamedov. I think he's in what? Bellator, maybe. God, it's hard to keep track of all of them. So many of them are. There's so many fight organizations and so many good fighters and fighters in general. It's especially the Russian ones or people that you don't have the pronunciation of their name very well because they're from a different culture, so their things are pronounced differently. Whew. But he was called Little Umar, and the reason is because he was kind of the smallest one. And he was young and skinny and not filled out and all that, so we used to call him that. But man, if you've been paying attention to Umar, it's not that anymore. He's got that time in and that experience and that wisdom and that fight IQ, and he's got that daggy wrestling, and he also has that Muay Thai kind of kickboxing style. More on the balls of his feet. He's him and Usman, man, those two are really good. And you know, they talk about Islam is starting to get to a point where they would always criticize, oh, him or Khabib, well, they don't have boxing, you know, they don't really have stand-up. That was never really true. Maybe they were definitely much better on the ground than they were on their feet, but it wasn't really a lack of feet. They were good on their feet. You know, I think Islam demonstrated that against Charles. You know, he's pretty good on his feet, and Javier Mendez has said that forever. He said, you guys are missing it. But Umar and Usman are very good on their feet, and they use the wrestling as a backup. Go ahead, take me down. That's fine. You know, good luck. Because they definitely have ground, no doubt. So, coming up this Saturday, we get the first UFC of the year, 2023. It's January 14th on Saturday. Umar is going to be going against Rayony Barcelos. Now, Rayony Barcelos has been around. He has a decent record, 17-3. He's been multiple wrestling champion in Brazil, and he's a black belt in BJJ, and he's good. If you go back and watch some of his fights, man, he's no joke. You know, but it's going to be interesting because Umar has gone up and fought harder guys, and he's got some good guys under his belt, but I feel like he's starting to hit that stride where he's gonna be against some pretty accomplished guys. You know, Umar's 15-0, and he's ranked number 11. So he's starting to hit that precipice of number 10 where he's gonna have some pretty high-level guys, some guys with a bunch of fights, with really good fight IQ, you know, so I'm excited because I think Umar is in that stride where he's got enough time in and enough fights that he's perfecting his craft, maybe is the way to say it. So I'm pretty excited for this fight. I think it's gonna be good, and it's gonna show a lot.